From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is asking state lawmakers to approve nearly $4 million to help Florida's manatees, which have been dying at a frightening rate. According to the Orlando Weekly, the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's budget proposal for next year includes $3.8 million designated to aid the manatees, the cow-sized aquatic mammals that feed on Florida's seagrasses. More than 900 manatees have died so far this year, nearly twice the average number. Demand for livestock loans grew in the third quarter, boosting agricultural lending activity, but demand for operating loans was more subdued, and total non-real estate lending remained near its past decade average. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank says while the average size of operating loans also remained elevated, a smaller number of loans limited the overall financing of operating expenses. The agricultural economy generally remained strong as elevated commodity prices continued to support farm incomes. Bloomberg says U.S. ethanol production reached its highest level since COVID-19 lockdowns brought the industry to a basic standstill. Gasoline demand on a four-week rolling average hit the highest point since 2007 for this time of year. The revival comes as corn is available at a relatively cheap price, setting the stage for better profit margins and a potential boost in overseas demand. The fuel industry is waiting for overdue Biden administration proposals on mandates requiring refiners to blend fixed amounts of the biofuel. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.